Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
we are going traveling again on today's Dr. Jazz Hour to one of the great cities of the world, to Gay Paris, the City of Light, the Eiffel Tower, Notre Dame, yes, Paris, France. There are many jazz works with titles about Paris, some of them becoming jazz standards. One is Parisian Thoroughfare, composed and recorded by Bud Powell on solo piano in 1951. Another standard is April in Paris, written by Duke and Harburg in 1932. Kurt Elling sang April in Paris on his The Messenger album of 1997. Afternoon in Paris was composed by pianist John Lewis in 1949. Milt Jackson included Afternoon in Paris on his Bags Opus of 1959. Solos by Jackson on vibes, Benny Golson on tenor, Art Farmer trumpet, and Tommy Flanagan on piano.
Thank you.
you're enjoying jazz about Paris, France on this Dr. Jazz Hour. In 1959, virtuoso pianist Dorothy Donegan recorded I'll Remember Paris with the trio. On his octet album of 1955, trumpeter Maynard Ferguson included 20 Rue de Madrid, a street in Paris. In 1956, soprano man Sidney Bechet recorded Trottoir de Paris, or Sidewalks of Paris, with a French orchestra.
Thank you.
Our destination is Paris, France, on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. In 1961, Stan Getz on tenor, Victor Feldman piano, Sam Jones bass, and Louis Hayes on drums recorded Evening in Paris on the album Stan the Man. It was written by Quincy Jones. Cole Porter wrote I Love Paris for his 1953 Broadway musical Can-Can. Etta Jones sang I Love Paris on her Don't Go to Strangers of 1960. Frank Wess on flute, Richard Wyans piano, Skeeter Best guitar, George Duvivier on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. Quincy Jones and his big band played the standard Under Paris Skies on the 1961 album Around the World.
Thank you. results. Say I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. Say I love Paris every moment, every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why, oh, why do I love Paris? Because my love is near.
Thank you.
This last set of Paris Jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with French acoustic guitarist Marc Antoine doing Paris Jam on his 1995 Urban Gypsy release. In 1960, saxophonist Buddy Collette recorded the album Jazz Loves Paris and included The Last Time I Saw Paris with a sextet. Let's play another version of April in Paris by Rosemary Clooney with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra in 1961. Toots Thielemans had a long career playing jazz harmonica, but actually started his career as a guitarist. Let's finish this program with Toots doing Les Trottoirs, or The Sidewalks, recorded in Paris with a French quartet.
In blossom, holiday tables under the trees, April in Paris, This is a feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart?
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.